Right, for those of you who are learning Makis, I've been waiting to get to Daf Chaf because I wanted to talk about shaving, and so-called Ramesh's heter of shaving. So even those who are not learning Makis, I think you'll be able to follow. The main sugi is Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara explains the Mishnah. But I've been waiting anyway, so I'll tell it to you anyhow. The Velt calls it Ramesh's heter, using a shaver. And what I'd like to demonstrate to you is not Ramesh's heter. Besides that, there are contemporaries of Rav Moshe, like the Har Tzvi, that have tshuvas to be mekel. The heter is based on Rishonim, and at least on the Chochmas Adam and the Prisha, too, the Gedolei Achrayim, who agree with the rule. So I'd like to explain it to you, and also a halacha lemaisa, even a chumrah that comes from this. The chumrah part you can walk out if you want at the end. But, as it says here in the Mishnah, there's Peyas HaRosh and Peyas HaZakon. There are payas of the head and payas of the beard. There are separate lavim in the Torah. There's one lav to be megaleach the payas haroish, which is the above, I'll talk about where, but it's to make a circle, a haircut circle in your head and cut below that. That's payas haroish. Maybe we'll talk about it at a different time exactly what the avera payas haroish is. And payas hazakon is the beard. As you know, there are five spots on the beard. We're not sure the exact spots. And therefore, we're mafra on the whole beard to consider it payas hazakon. The issue has to do with three words. A phrase as follows. There's a phrase in Shulchan Aruch. The phrase is, it comes from the Gemara, misparayim is mutter. That's for sure. Cutting with scissors, you can cut your beard. There's a phrase, misparayim ke'entar. Literally, misparayim scissors, ke'entar, that are like a razor blade. Misparayim ke'entar. Shulchan Aruch says, by Peyas HaZakon, Eina chayiv al hashchos es Peyas HaZakon, ela betar. You only chayiv if you cut with a razor blade. Aval misparayim mutter, you're allowed to cut with scissors, afilu ke'entar, even if it's similar to a razor blade. The Ramesh's basic heter is the fact that our shavers cut with a scissor action. They cut by the screen catching the hair and the blade cutting it against the screen. It cuts it with basically a scissor cut, and that's Ramesh's heter. That heter, Ramesh wasn't mechadish b'chidushim. It's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, misparayim mutter, afilu ke'entar. Now it does say vaita in the Ramah that when you cut with scissors that are like a tar, you should be careful. Sheyase hekef hagiluach b'chelik ha'elyon min misparayim v'loy b'tachtayim. It means that the cutting should be with the top half of the scissor and not the bottom half. So in other words, it seems to say the bottom half should be stationary and the top should do the cutting, because you might end up cutting with the bottom one itself. Now, exactly what that means in the physical aspect is a discussion unto itself, but because of this, Ramesh was makbid that the screen should not be sharp. The screen itself shouldn't be sharp. As a matter of fact, I went to Reb David, he showed me how to test it, to take a hair, you put it into one of the holes in the screen, and you rotate, you see if it's sharp. The rotary screens are never sharp. They're a thicker metal. And the straight screen, the bronze shaver type straight screens, are sometimes sharp. And if they have a sharp, if they can cut by themselves, Ramesh was makbid not to allow it. And that's why there are different eitzes that different people have, and different rabbanim who follow Ramesh, and how to deal with a screen that's sharp. That's an issue unto itself. But certainly the rotaries, which have a thicker metal, is mutter. So we have here a heter. Now, the question is, and I'm standing here telling you, it's not Ramesh, it says in Shulchan Aruch. So what's the tam of the Eisrim? So the tam of the Eisrim is that they have two titles. They have in the Michas Yitzchak, one of the first people to write a tshuva on the topic. It's known the Chofetz Chaim and Lekutei Halachis writes not to use the machines in his Pirush HaMakis, not to use the Mashinkis HaChadashim that do shaving. He doesn't explain why, but he says that it's Aser. Chazon Ish says that it's Aser. They are Eisrim. But a tshuva to explain it, there are very few, and one of them is here in the Michas Yitzchak. In the Michas Yitzchak, he writes basically two tainas. Hare, he sums up after an arichas donu b'zeh mitrei tamen. First, yesh lochush in nichnas habasa v'asei arboi. One is a chash, which I personally don't understand, that the skin goes in the hole of the screen, and memela, it's a razor cut against the skin. So I don't know, this was written in 1966 or 1967. I'm not sure, the shavers we have today have such tiny holes, maybe I'm wrong, I don't think the flesh could possibly go in and get a razor cut. The whole first taina is very, very hard to understand. But the second is the main taina. Beis, the loy neshach lehefsik. Our screens are not enough, like a scissor, to be a hefsik. Kiven the meridin asarois, I could say a tachtai. Because they cut them totally. Since they cut them all the way, so maybe that's not the heter. The heter of your scissor cut is because by a scissor cut, by definition, has to leave something. Because the bottom of the scissor has a thickness to it. But our shavers, which don't leave anything that a person could feel, so then our shavers don't have the heter of Misparayim Kaintar. And this is where the whole dispute about the scissor, the primary point of the dispute is this. It says in Shulchan Aruch a heter of Misparayim Kaintar. Those are, like I say, the three words that everything depends on. That heter, Misparayim Kaintar, doesn't mean even if it cuts as close as a tar. Or it just means, I don't know how you explain Kain Tar, Misparayim Kain Tar, a very close cut is Mutter on Misparayim, that itself, but now it doesn't mean it cuts so closely. This is the main issue of dispute between the two sides in this issue. There's a third point that Rashi Hiramakis, by Misparayim Kain Tar, writes a lashon that it's not the derech to take a shave with it. If that's the reason, because it's not the derech, then our shavers are the derech. But that Rashi is not brought in the Pesukim. Now, if Kamina is, our shavers, they cut as close as a tar, is that what Chazal meant when they said Misparayim Kain Tar? Did they mean it cuts as close as a tar? Well, he meant Misparayim, even if they're sharp as a tar, are mutter, because they always leave something. That's the whole issue. They say, well, Yashiv said, if after you shave, you put your hand on your face, you feel hairs, it's mutter. So most people, they shave, they feel hair, and then go buy a new shaver afterwards. It's not what most people are looking for. But that's the point. Rabbi Yashiv was saying, Misparayim Kain Tar, it means the Misparayim can be as sharp as a tar, but they leave something. Ramesha held that no, Misparayim Kain Tar could cut as close as a tar. Now I want to explain to you that Ramesha's explanation, there are at least two of the greatest Paiskim in the Yerideya that hold of it. The Chachmas Adam, who's pretty much the Paisik Achrein in this topic in Yerideya. The Lashon of the Chachmas Adam is, Ke'en Tar, Hainu Shemegaleach Samach Lebasar, V'loi Mishayir Klum in Asaras Samach Lebasar. The Chachmas Adam is very clear in being Mekel, Misparayim Ke'en Tar. His language is loy mishaya klum in asareis samach lebasa. Nothing's left. Also, the smai has a pirish to prisha. He says ki entar rotsa loymer lispar hasar ad sheyia cholak ki ilu siper betar. Pretty clear. Ad sheyia cholak ki ilu siper betar. It should be so smooth as if you cut with a razor. So it's pretty clear that they're matir in the Michas Yitzchak. He brings the prisha parenthetically. He says, "Mashukas beprisha misparayim kein tar atshe cholok yeshloimer the lav dafka." Maybe he means a lav dafka. I don't know why one, but he would say it means a lav dafka if it says cholok kein tar. So my main point is this whole tumult, this whole campaign. It's good not to shave. Why should a person have shyness all the time and get into a machlokes and a deraisa? Rav Pam used to tell people who came to him for a heter to shave during the 3 weeks or during Svira. He would say to them, why do you have to have a shayla 3 weeks and Svira is another 6 or 7 weeks? You have shaylas about shaving and chavaya twice a year. Just grow a beard and you won't have the shayla, not on chavaya and not on Svira, not on the 3 weeks. So I'm not anti-shaving. The point that Ramesh's heter is just Ramesh's, a das yachid, it disturbs me when I see such a thing. Besides that, in the Hartzvi, he has a tshuva where he's also meikel. But besides that, it's really not. It's a prishan, it's a tar. It's really taisis. Taisis in Nazir, two taisis in Alamat Tes. Mem says beferish that Misbaran Kain tar means as close as a tar. And we don't pass him from taisis in, but it's not like Ramesh made this up. It's almost a simple taicha, Misbarayim Kain tar, that it means Kain tar. Ramesh was mitzarif. One more tzirif. Now this is printed in the Megad Giv Asylum from Rav Shurkin. He says that Ramesh told him that he has a tzirif to be makel, and he feels that when you open the shaver and you look at the hair that's caught in the shaver, he says that the shavers, they grind, they don't cut. They grind, they cut tiny pieces of it. It's not the derech of a tar b'chlal, because it's an oifen of grinding, not an oifen of cutting. Now, that heter, if someone wants to start up for a Ramesha, they say that heter, and they say, where does it come from? There's no makar. It does cut, and it cuts it small. It's true. Ramesha meant that as a tziruf, and not as the ikar heter. The ikar heter is misparayim keintar, is sifri shulchan aruch, in hilchis giluach, is kuf pei aleph. Whole hilchis giluach is a side and a half in shulchan aruch. Type of thing, if you never learned, you might take on a Shavuos night and go through it with the tshuvas, very geshmaka sugya. And it's really a beferish heter here in the Shulchan Aruch. There's another point, and I warned you, there's a shtickel chumra here that people are not fully aware of. In Shulchan Aruch, the same Shulchan Aruch that says a heter, Misparayim Kein Tar, by Peyas HaZakan, it says that by Peyas HaRosh, by the pace of the head, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Yesh oisrim v'misparayim keintar v'yesh ochish l'divrayim." By pace harosh, someone wants to take. Remember the old mushroom haircuts. Somebody wants to take a mushroom haircut, which is exactly what Chazal asked. So to tate, I'll do it with a shaver. Heter misparayim keintar. The Shulchan Aruch says misparayim keintar is only a heter on the pace hazakon, and not on the pace harosh. That means that there's a certain point where the Peyas HaRosh end, the Peyas HaZakan begin, and there you're allowed to shave. Above that, a shaver is aser. And here's where people are not careful enough. Sometimes it's the barber's fault, sometimes it's the guy's fault. I go over to some people get insulted, but most people are makabel, that you have to know where the Peyas HaRosh end. And here it's a little confusing. The Shulchan Aruch says, till under the ear, which would mean the full sideburn till the bottom of the ear. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, atachas ha'ozen. However, Rashi says in the Gemara that it's where the jawbone sticks out. And that's where most people, the jaw joint sticks out. When you open your mouth, it protrudes. So how does that fit with tachas ha'ozen? So Rav Palm, when I learned this, I asked him, and he explained, Tachas ha'ozen means the inner ear, the hole, the nekev to the ear, where the bottom of that nekev of the ear, that's just about where the joint sticks out, and that's the idea of tachas ha'ozen, and that's where it is. And certainly the Pesach Bachrayim bring Rashi's Lashon, that it's where the lechem makir shalechi bailet, and at least to that point, so we see machmer tachas ha'ozen mamish, so the Bnei Torah very many are machmer, to have sideburns that go to the bottom of the ear, like Lashon Shulchan Aruch. But at least till Tachas Ha'ozen, which means when people shave, you really have to be careful to leave adequate sideburns, because the whole tumul about a shaver is in Peyas HaZakan. Now Peyas HaRosh, certainly a person doesn't have a heter to shave that high up, therefore a person really has to be careful. So the good news and the bad news, sort of, the Kula and the Chumra. And tell you that Ramesh's heter, it's even if it'll be just Ramesh's heter, it'll be a heter. But it's not just Ramesh's heter.
Well,
when he cuts around, the Peyas HaRosh are a straight line from the forehead, where the hairline used to be, till the top point of the ear. Anything under that is a problem. There are some chassidim who take a zero haircut, and they're really, the Gera are very careful. They have these big payas. But really, those who take a zero have to be careful to not take a zero where it's payas. That's also, I don't think it's Negev to most people here. But the top of the ear and back, also, when they go around, they make it look so pretty that it's all around the back of your ear, there's nothing sticking out. They do it with a machine. It's not such a davar pashut that they should do it with a machine. The barbers know, if you pull back, so they do it with a scissor. As far as I know, it does not affect the beauty of the individual who got the haircut. So when they go around, they really should only go around with a scissor and not with a machine. Shabbos, next Thursday night is Masai Shavuos. So everybody, I'm sure, will be sleeping Shavuos by day. So Yitz Hashem, those of you who can make it here, it would be nice to have people back here next Thursday night. June is coming. I want to ask everyone to be mechazik. Many of us are going to have weddings and Sheva brachas to try to be mechazik, Baruch Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, we made it this far. I'm going to go after the guys who were here and dropped out. And Yitz Hashem, next year after Sukkot, we'll get everybody back. But in the meantime, I appreciate everyone coming. It's nice having people here at close to midnight. A good yom tov to everybody.